This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this first weekend of a new month. We have a big show for you this week. My first guest is from Blind Spot on NBC in its final season. Jamie Alexander will be here. We'll be talking to Tom Morris Jr., who is the host of Live PD Wanted on A&E. Later on, a dear friend of ours on the show, astronaut Mike Massimino, will be here. Also joining us this hour, Maria Menounos, who is going to be at the 4th Annual Beverly Hills Dog Show on May 17th. And then next hour, Megan Boone from NBC's Blacklist, Allison Moore and Kevin Ryan talking about Red Nose Day. Remember that? I love Red Nose Day. Leslie Stahl from CBS News will be on the show, and then we're going to talk about small businesses with Cheryl Nelson. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today.
Wade Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest is part of a drama on NBC, and I'm saddened to say that coming up on May 7th is going to be the final season of this great show, Thursday nights at 9 p.m. on NBC, new time and day, and she is, I think, one of, if not the most beautiful lady on TV, and she plays the role of Jane Doe. Joining us right now is Jamie Alexander. Hi, Jamie. How are you?
Well, hello. I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was telling you before we went on the air that I was hoping that you would come back and chat with us because I remember the last time you did, in fact, a couple of times for that matter, and you're a great guest, and I got to tell you something. I mean what I said. You are one lovely lady.
Well, thank you so much. That's so very kind of you to say.
I remember you telling me that with all of the things that you do in this business, and there's a whole slew of them, and we'll talk about it, that you're kind of a homebody, are you not?
I am, yes. I like being at home. I like, you know, I just like to relax and watch movies and cook food for my friends and family. I'm pretty mellow compared to my character on Blind Spot.
Wow. Well, that's great to hear. You know, everybody thinks that your show business is all the bling and the blast and all the jingles and the jangles. But so another season of Blind Spot. I love this show. And as I told you before, every time I go on a trip, I go to AAA to get that triptych. And I say, can I have the one like Jamie Alexander? That's the triptych I want. Okay. I want that map is what I want. So what's in store for the new season, Jamie?
Well, oh, gosh, everything. We have a great love story going on between Kurt and Jane that's very complicated, as it's always been,
sure.
Except that we're married now. And there's this new set of tattoos. They're bioluminescent tattoos, which we've obviously stretched that reality on the show, but they really do exist. But you have to run a painful charge over your skin to make them light up. So we figured that we got to tone that side down because Jane would be in hospital bed every day. But they interact with the old tattoos. So it's just all new adventures. And we're also taking it global. So we're filming in many different countries.
Really?
Yes, which is awesome.
Like where, Jamie?
Well, in episode one that you guys will see, we get to showcase Venice, Italy. And there's an amazing James Bond-esque boat chase through the canals, which I happened to be in.
Wow.
Which was really, really fun. I had to learn that very fast.
Yeah.
How to drive a very small boat through the canals there very quickly. But it's just such a delight. It's so fun because it gives our show such a cinematic and worldly feel.
Sure.
And it is such an adventure for us, of course, as the cast, to get to go do these things.
Being a boater, don't they worry about a minimum wake going down the streets of Venice?
Yeah, you have to be very careful. So we are one of the very few productions that were allowed to do this. They usually do not allow, you know, any of these things to take place there because it's so dangerous. Because everybody, you know, as though you park on the side of a street, you know, there are boats parallel parked on the canal. So just navigating around that, you don't want to have a severe wake because it'll damage everyone's boat.
Wow.
So it was very, I learned a skill set I did not realize I had. It was really fun.
You know, that's a very beautiful setting there, so it's not only exciting, but also has a touch of romance to it, just to see, you know, Venice in its, all of its beauty. What other countries you go to, Jamie?
Well, I know that we're filming in Barcelona, or Spain, Barcelona, Marrakesh, Morocco. Where else are we going? I think Berlin, perhaps.
Wow.
Germany. There's a couple things they're throwing out there right now. But not each one of us goes to each location. So I was in Venice, but I'm not sure where I'll be sent next.
Well, so far you picked the right straw because that's the one. Now, I know that you've been asked this question a million times. In fact, I might have even asked it in the past. But how long does it take to get that tattoo all over your body?
Well, it depends what we're showing. So if I'm in a long sleeve black shirt, you know, I'll just put the hands and the neck on, which takes, you know, 15 minutes. We have a barrier that we put on my skin that takes a little bit longer to dry, so some days it'll be an hour. And then if I'm doing the full situation, it's about 8 hours, but sometimes it's three if it's just my arms and my torso. And then occasionally I have a suit that I wear for stunts because otherwise I just stick to everybody and it's a mess.
Really?
So I'll put on a very thin nylon suit that they will digitally alter occasionally, but it's a pretty great suit, and that saves us a lot of time on those days that we're doing big action scenes.
Do they need a helper to do that? I mean,
oh, it's crazy. The makeup artist is Stephanie Pasikov, who's also now pretty much my best friend.
I guess so.
And, right? A lot of time spent together. But she does it all by herself.
Really?
And she is incredible. Yes.
Well, let me give you my home number in the event she needs some help. She can call me at any time of the day or night. I'd be more than happy to help her out.
Well, Ron, she'd give you the worst part of the job, I'm sure.
Oh, well, there would be no bad part. But you have been so many things. I mean, Love and Other Drugs, Thor, The Dark World, the original blockbuster, Broken Vows, London Fields, The Brink, along with Arnold Schwarzenegger and The Last Stand, and Nurse Jackie on Showtime. I mean, you have a list of credentials a mile long that you bring to the show that I'm sure is one of the major reasons of its success.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, I've been very lucky in my career to get to do a lot of different things, and nothing has been too difficult, which is nice.
Well, that's good. You know, you give me the impression sometimes that you don't take compliments real good. You know what I'm saying? Some people are like that. You are a very talented lady. I mean, you got it all. You're the full package.
I think I appreciate the compliments very much, that I don't take them lightly.
Yeah.
I'd rather put that way. But I'm very grateful for people who like my work and enjoy my work, and if it makes a difference in their daily lives, that's really incredible.
Jamie, when you first saw this script, okay, what were you thinking? I mean, it has kind of a sci-fi touch to it, but it's a very serious drama and one that really has embraced the audience at a new time, Thursday nights at 9 p.m. on NBC. When you saw it and you had to interpret that character and the show, what was your feelings? Because, you know, reading it and doing it are two different things.
Right. Yes. Yes, they are. I think, you know, when I first read it, strangely, it was kind of written for me, so I knew right away when I read it, I just knew I wasn't going to have to try too hard to be able to bring this character to life. There's so many similarities between myself and my character, Jane. And I just thought, this is going to be such an adventure. This is going to be so much fun. This is going to use a lot of my talents that I have, you know, my background as a wrestler, just all these different things. And I knew it was going to be a lot of work. I knew it was going to be hard, but I knew that I would enjoy it and feel, you know, I would feel fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
And satisfied with it. And that's been the case.
You know, Jamie, I thought I knew everything there was to know about Jamie Alexander, but I didn't know that you were a wrestler. Really?
I was, yes, in high school. Mm-hmm.
Really? Oh, you didn't go like on the WWE, were they? I mean, you were a real wrestler.
Yes, I was not a professional glamorized wrestler, although I do quite enjoy WWE.
Oh, of course, yes.
But I wrestled in high school in Texas at 128.
Wow, that's very cool. I didn't realize that. I got to tell you something. This show, from the beginning, it just brought audiences in. And I'm saddened to say that this is the last season, is it not, Jamie?
It is.
Wow, yeah. That's unbelievable.
No, time flies.
Yeah, it really does. I know you're on a busy schedule, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you this, okay? Were you ever concerned about the tattoos on your body having an effect on your skin? And the reason I ask that, and his name, believe it or not, I can't think of it right now. In fact, he's from Orlando. He played on the Beverly Hillbillies. I can't think of his name. The father there.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Though.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I don't remember his name. But anyway, he was out for the role of the Tin Man in the Wizard of Oz and had to drop out because what they put on him to make him the Tin Man affected his skin, almost killed him. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that they've come a long way since the Tin Man.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We constantly do, you know, tests, allergy tests and things like that, and we've gotten some really great skin barriers to protect the skin against the tattoos. They've really, especially my makeup artist, Stephanie Pasikoff, she's done so much research, and I've happened to have an okay time with these tattoos. They really aren't that bad at all. Occasionally, you know, of course, we'll be out in the sunshine in 100-degree weather here in New York in the summer, and that's not too fun, but there's never been a time where it made it bad. You know, it was just uncomfortable.
Do you have a real tattoo somewhere?
I do. I have 12 of my own.
Do you really?
And being quite large. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, then it's not as hard as to embellish those, I guess.
Right. Yeah. It's like a roadmap. It's like a, you know, paint by numbers, but
paint
on
by
numbers.
Oh, there's a lot of lines there, Jamie, but I'm going to let them go.
Ron.
Anyway, we'll be watching the final season of Blind Spot Thursday nights at 9 p.m. on NBC, and it stars the very attractive and equally talented Jamie Alexander. Jamie, thank you for joining us, and you're always welcome here, dear.
Oh, thank you, sir.
It's always nice having you. What a talented lady, and I meant it. She is really good looking.
Oh, thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Jamie. Want to remind everybody, if you want to check out our website, it is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get there, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. There's more to come with Ron Segi today. Stick around.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Well, you're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. I'm anxious to talk to our next guest. This is the first time he's been on our show. He's an analyst on A&E Network's hit series Live PD and the host of Live PD Wanted. And he's on the air. He's a writer. He's a producer with more than 900 episodes of primetime television experience, including the legendary show America's Most Wanted. And he also had another life as an enforcement officer commissioned in the Special Police Officer Force in Washington, D.C., and the Uniformed Division Diplomatic Security Officer for the United States State Department. Joining us right now is Tom Morris, Jr. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. You're hunkering down. We were talking before we went on the air. I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you. Yep, we're doing the best we can, taking it one day at a time.
There you go. Boy, quite an experience you've had in your illustrious career. Failed to mention even some television shows like NCIS and the Washington-based Zulu. But let's talk about Live PD and, of course, Live PD Wanted, which, by the way, is going to go to a new night, I understand, Friday nights. And the Live PD Wanted on Friday nights will be then followed by Live PD. Tell us the content of the show for those individuals who have not seen it. I have seen it, and I'm a fan.
Yes. Live PD Wanted is an extension of the Live PD Wanted segments I've been doing on Live PD, where we use a minute or two to profile a wanted suspect or try to solve a crime, and we profile missing children and missing persons. Well, Live PD Wanted is an expansion of that mission into a show devoted just to that, to helping law enforcement find fugitives, wanted suspects, identify unidentified suspects that are caught on tape committing crimes, and to profile missing children and missing persons and try to recover them. So that's what Live PD Wanted is, and we've been doing this work on Live PD for the last four seasons. We've caught over 30 fugitives with the help of the Live PD Nation viewers, and we have recovered more than a dozen children, missing children, with the help of our Live PD Nation viewers.
Well, that is great. I used to go on automobile rallies, and our goal was to find missing children. And boy, there's nothing more important than that. But I must tell you, these television shows, and you were involved with America's Most Wanted, they really are a huge asset in crime fighting, are they not? Because you would not be able to have the venue and the stage to be able to promote this to so many people as you do with shows like this. It's a tremendous asset.
It is. If you take the fact that we have millions of people watching Live PD when it airs and Live PD Wanted, and then you take and multiply that by those people out there in the Live PD Nation who are retweeting, who are reposting our Wanted and Missing segments on their social media networks and spreading it not just domestically but all around the world, because the entire world is interconnected now. And if you're looking for fugitives, they may be wanted in Kansas, but someone may see them on vacation while they're vacationing in Greece.
Right.
So we have this huge network of eyeballs that are out there looking for all of these suspects through the Live PD mothership, if you will, and now Live PD Wanted.
Is there ever a situation where someone is pinpointed and they have all of the attributes, the looks, the, you know, everything, and it's the wrong person?
I will tell you a funny story of something something that used to happen on America's Most Wanted, and that was we would do reenactments and we would hire actors to play, you know, the criminal in the case. And there were quite a few occasions where the day after a reenactment aired, someone saw the actual actor in the supermarket and said, "That guy was on America's Most Wanted. He's a murderer." And they called 911, and the police come run into the supermarket and slam this guy to the ground, who actually was the actor who played the real criminal. And they would call the show and say, "We've got this guy in custody. He says he's not the suspect. He says he's an actor who played." And we're like, "Yes, that is the actor who played the criminal. You can let him go."
You know, I got to tell you something. In all the years I've done this, and I've been in this business since I was 14 years old, I've always, especially of late when they have reenactments, I've often wondered about that. I should have really thought of that question millions of years ago, but I've often wondered if somebody plays somebody so well that they're actually taken for it. That's a funny story. Yeah, I guess you got to have a little bit of a disclaimer on that one. There's no doubt. You're on a new night now, I understand. Friday nights, right?
Friday nights. Right now we're doing Live PD two-hour shows from 9 to 11, and then at 11, my show, Wanted, airs on A&E right after that. So it's still a three-block from 9 to midnight of Live PD activity. It's just the third hour is Wanted, devoted to catching fugitives.
You know, listening to all of the experience that you've had both in broadcasting and in law enforcement, you're quite a versatile guy, an actor who appears in a national anti-terrorism PSA for Amtrak, which I think that they play on the train stations and in the trains coast to coast.
Yeah.
And also, you have I have a couple things in common, being a music lover and a disc jockey and a poet and an author and a baseball player. Man, oh man, you're the full baggage, I tell you. But you were for a while a member of the White House Press Corps. As a member of the news media for many decades, okay, what has become of the mentality of the White House Press Corps, where they have very little respect for anybody, whether it's the president, the vice president, the press secretary, the secretary of state, whoever's up there? They just absolutely go after them. Are they trying to make a name for themselves, like a Sam Donaldson or something?
It's a different time in journalism, man. It's a different time. I will say this. In defense of journalism, which I believe in, most journalists, I still believe, are really trying to just do what journalists are supposed to do, get both sides of a story, and then disseminate both sides of that story to the public and let the public decide what they feel is the actual fact of the matter. Facts still matter, and that's, as a journalist, as a career journalist, I'm always going to be concerned about facts as opposed to personalities.
Right.
And that's really all I have to say about it.
Yeah, well, I think sometimes, and of course, always the person that, you know, makes the biggest attention, has the biggest attention in a press conference, regardless of who the press conference is for, is obviously the one that's going to stand out and possibly, I don't know, I hate to say this, but possibly be promoted within their industry or within their company because of their frequency on the air. I don't know. You're right. It's a different time. It's a different era. It's different. It's so much different from, let's say, when Kennedy was in office. It's just a different ballgame altogether, or Roosevelt. Well, again, Tom,
I was in the press corps during the first 4 years of the Reagan administration, and everything was a lot more civil then.
Yes, yes.
It was a different time. It was a more civil time.
I think there was a mutual respect between the administration and the news media, and I think that is what's lacking on both sides today. I really do. Tom, congratulations on this. Again, now a new night, Friday nights on A&E, and it is Live PD Wanted on Friday nights. Immediately following will be Live PD, and of course, our guest is the host and analyst for a lot of stuff on television, including those two shows, Tom Morris Jr. Tom, you're a great guest. Good luck. Be safe, and please join us again. We'd love to learn more.
Thank you so much for having me.
And keep hunkered down, my friend.
Yes, sir. You too. Be safe.
Okay. Tom Morris Jr. has been our guest, and there's more to come live with Ron Seggi today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks.
Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Gorgeous spring weather across the U.S. and Europe drew people cooped up inside for weeks to soak up the sun, even as additional coronavirus hotspots in Russia and Pakistan are emerging. Overall, Russia has now reported over 125,000 cases and more than 1,200 deaths. The true numbers are believed to be much higher because not everyone is tested. Pakistan appears to be joining Russia with rapidly increasing case counts. Pakistan announced that nearly 1,300 new cases now raise the total in the country to about 18,000. And people grateful to be outdoors were still wearing masks everywhere, even on southern U.S. beaches and by some joggers in Spain. A New York City farmers market enforced the familiar 6 feet of space between people wanting to buy spring flowers. And police and park officials were spread out across New York City, sending out 1,000 officers to enforce social distancing on the warmest day since the beginning of March. This is USA Radio News.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
I'm all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Seggi today. I'm very excited to have our next guest with us. He's one of the nicest guys in the world and going to tell us, if we're moaning about being quarantined, how that's not a big deal because he was in a closed environment for a long time. Joining us right now is astronaut and our friend and Italian buddy. We're both our families from Sicily. Mike Massimino joined us. Hello, Mike. How are you? We might be related. You know that?
You never know, Ron. First of all, thank you very much for the intro. I feel like I shouldn't say anything because anything I say will certainly decrease my reputation with your viewers. That was a really nice lead-in. Thank you. And yeah, we might be related, but you know, you never know. You never know how. We might want to be careful about what we find out.
Yeah.
The past sometimes can be scary. I think we might want to stay away from it. But we could be related. We should probably look into that at some point.
Mike, the safe thing to do is not say that you're related to anybody.
All right, you said it. I did it. But you know, I was kind of talking cryptically, but that's what I meant. Yeah, you never know. We'll leave that alone.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have.
Let's just say we are related in spirit, at least.
There you go. Well, I'm excited about this new children's book you have out right now. It came out last week, Spaceman, the true story of a young boy's journey to becoming an astronaut, which is, I guess, a middle grade adaptation of the adult memoir, Spaceman, an astronaut's unlikely journey to unlock the secrets of the universe. And I love the pictorial in this book because it talks about a young guy with a little elephant outfit who wants to be an astronaut after watching Apollo 11. This is a sensational book. Going to get it for my grandchildren, absolutely.
Thanks, Ron. I sure appreciate it. And as you said, it's an adaptation of the first book. And the first book was intended for older readers, but a lot of young kids read it. There's no bad words. There's no inappropriate stories in there at all. So a lot of young people read it, and a lot of parents and teachers did too. And it was interesting to see what stories resonated with them, with the younger crowd. I got some wonderful notes from some young kids about how it helped them face the transition or things they were scared about, and they really loved the book. Coming from little kids, you know, 8-9-year-old kids.
Wow.
Said, well, maybe we can make even a bigger impact by adding some stories that I had told to younger kids over the years, and when they asked me questions, and I kind of remembered what I thought resonated with them. So we added a bunch of new stories. We adapted some of the stories from the first book and tried to form it into a book that was really appropriate for ages 9 and above.
Back when I was growing up, you know, the Mercury 7 astronauts are out. They were heroes to us. You knew all their names. It was like the Beatles. You knew their names. You knew everything about them, right?
Yeah.
Like, I guess next month, SpaceX is putting two guys up in space. If I passed them on the street, I wouldn't know who they are. I never heard their names at all.
But Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley are those two guys.
Okay, let me write that down.
I think one of the good things about being an astronaut is that your job title is really great. You may not be personally recognizable, so you don't have to worry about that. You're not going to get any bad notoriety necessarily. So it's kind of cool that you can go about have your own personal life, but also have a job that people think is cool. So I don't really know if that's necessarily good or bad. It's a different way to look at it now. I think what they were doing, it was so new back then, and what they did with Apollo 11 when the moon landing happened, for those of us who can remember that. Of course, we celebrated the 50th anniversary last year. But it was such an amazing thing. They were celebrities, but I think the event that they took place in, the moon landing, I think is the greatest event that's ever happened. I'm very biased, but I don't think we're going to be able to top that for a very long time because the whole world stopped and noticed and took pride in it. I've got to know most of those guys, the Apollo guys, and what they'll say is after they landed on the moon, they did their tour of the world. It was never you did it, the Americans did it. It was we did it, no matter what country they were in. So I think that's tough to top. So I think that's why those guys were all household names, and not that what we're doing now is anything less important or contributing to the world, but it's just not necessarily as out there in the media as it was years ago. But we'll see. I think these guys, Bob and Doug, are going to do a great job. I'm hoping to go to their launch. I've been invited, so my son and I are hoping to go, and I hope we get a chance to see that. And I think it'll be a nice thing for not just the United States, but for the whole world. So they're going to be launching, hopefully, in a little over a month from now.
I am in awe of you guys. Luckily, I've had friends like you in this business, like John McBride, Gene Cernan, Buzz, Winston Scott, Alan Shepard, he and I were good friends. I'm always in awe of you guys. I really am. But this book, and again, it's Spaceman, the true story of a young boy's journey to becoming an astronaut. This book tells something that I believe in, a mantra that I always have, and that is perseverance. Here you are. You're not the best student in the world. You've agreed to that when you're growing up. NASA turned you down 3 times. You don't like to go fast. You're scared of heights, but you wanted to be an astronaut. And there you are on 2 missions, probably setting a record for the most time walking in space, first astronaut to tweet from space, and become a national hero. You know, you weren't at the top of the class. I mean, that's sensational, Mike.
No, I wasn't, and that's what I talk about in the book a lot, too. Some of the news stories I've added were more things about that, because a lot of times I would speak to kids, and they would think, oh, you're some genius, and you've never had a... People see the success. They don't see all the failures that took place and all the hard work. You know, sometimes we see an athlete or a performer or doctor, you know, and we say, oh, wow, that took a lot of work for you to get there, and a lot of disappointments and a lot of failures probably along the way for any successful person, and people don't necessarily see that. And one of the stories I tell in this book was when I went back to my elementary school for a visit. I hadn't flown in space yet. I was an astronaut for less than 2 years, and my elementary school wanted me to come back to speak to the students, grades K through 6, John Street School in Franklin Square, Long Island. And I go there, and this was years ago, my fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Oko, was still there at the school, still teaching.
Wow.
And I had lunch with her, and she comes to lunch, and it was great to see her. She looked the same. You know, she was a very young teacher when she started, whatever, it's about 20 years after that time, or 25 years since I had her as a 9-year-old, maybe. Yeah, it was probably about that age. About 25 years since I had had her in class. So she comes up to me, and we're talking, and she said that she was trying to remember me, or she remembered me, and she said that, but she said that her kids, she had kids that were, you know, in elementary school at that time. At breakfast this morning, she said, I'm going to have lunch with a former student who's now an astronaut. Her son said, wow, Mom, you had an astronaut in your class. He must have been really smart, right? And she said, well, I'm sure he was bright, but if he was really smart, I would have remembered, she said. Right? So, and then she went on to say that's not always the most important thing, that with having a good attitude and getting help when you need it and working hard and getting up again after you don't do as well as you'd like, that those things are more important than just being super smart. And she was right. I was talking about it. I was like, yeah, I could name the kids in that class, and a lot of them, I can right off the top, I'm thinking of 4 kids that were much smarter than I was, much better students than I was in Mrs. Oko's class, and it wasn't that big of a class. Lessons like that are important. I think having a passion for something you really want to do can take you a long way when it's something you really like, because the thought of not doing it doesn't sit well with you. Now, for me, I understood that becoming an astronaut might not happen, but certainly being a part of the space program was something I thought I could do and I can contribute to it, and I wasn't going to give up that dream, and I wasn't going to give up trying to be an astronaut either. I realized it might not happen, but I knew it wasn't going to happen unless I tried, and I think those are things that are much more important than just being naturally really bright, because if you don't take advantage of that, it doesn't do you any good.
Among other things, that's one of the things that I really admire you for, because it was that let's work and do it. You know, when I first got into radio, I was like 13, 14 years old, and everybody said, you can't do that. You got to be old. You know, you got to at least be 21. And I said, no, I got to do this. And it takes a lot of no's. Of course, I wasn't an astronaut, which, you know, is a heck of a lot more experience in doing what I do.
You never know.
You never know. That's right.
Yeah, every job is tough, man. Everything is competitive world we live in.
Yeah. You are an inspiration. And this book, ladies and gentlemen, is one that you need to get for your children, boy or girl, because the effect that moon landing had on you was similar to the effect that Alan Shepard, when he went up in that Redstone, you know, I used to put on my brother's thermal long underwear and climb underneath the steps and pretend I was him, you know. I tell you what I got to do. I have 2 grandchildren, 6 and 4.
Yeah.
Alan was nice enough to sign a Redstone rocket to my youngest son, Chris, their father. I'm going to get these books, and I'm going to hopefully maybe see you next month at the launch site, and I'd love to have you sign them to my grandchildren, because I tell you, you are an inspiration, and this book really is one that everybody needs, if it's for their children, their grandchildren, even their next-door neighbor. It's a great book, Mike. You did a good job. Great.
Thanks, Ron. I really appreciate it. It'd be my honor to sign those books for you, and hopefully we'll be together. We won't be sequestered. We'll be able to get down there and get close enough where we can have those books signed. So I look forward to that.
I just hope we don't are too high on the bleachers, because we're both afraid of heights.
Just don't look down. Ron, just don't look down. It's all a mind game. That's what I found out. That's pretty scary. I'm not looking at it. A lot of my astronaut training was done with my eyes closed.
I love it.
Explains a lot, yeah.
We need to break bread one of these days over some spaghetti and meatballs. Mike, thanks for joining us.
I love it.
Good luck with the book, okay, my friend?
Ron, my pleasure. I really really appreciate you having me. Thanks so much.
You're welcome here anytime.
Everybody out there is listening. Stay healthy, and thank you for everything you're doing.
Spaceman, the true story of a young boy's journey to become an astronaut, by our guest, Michael Massimino, one of the great astronauts of our time. Really, truly a nice guy. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest has not been with us in a long time, and I miss her not being here. I always enjoyed when she's on the show. She's an Emmy Award-winning journalist. Of course, you see her on television all the time, motivational speaker, New York Times best-selling author, and the host of Newbie, the pre-show at a lot of cinemas, and co-founder and CEO of AfterBuzz TV streaming networks. Joining us right now is the beautiful Maria Menounos. Hi, Maria. Welcome back to the show. It's been a while.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having me.
I understand you're doing this from home, right, as so many of us do our interviews and shows and whatever the case may be. So are you surviving everything that's happening around you, dear?
Yes, thankfully. You know, for me, I have a home studio that I can continue to broadcast out of, so I'm very grateful for that. And my family is quarantining with me. My parents, who are dealing with their illnesses, we're keeping them safe and healthy. And right now, as we all are realizing, all that matters is our health.
Yep.
And the health and safety of our loved ones.
Yep.
So we're grateful for every day we have that.
It's amazing how your perspective of life changes in times like this. Well, let's get a little relief from all the things we hear on television, okay? Because coming up on May 17th, it's the Beverly Hills Dog Show presented by Purina, and you are going to be the host. There's 1,500 dogs representing 200 breeds. I didn't even know there was 200 breeds. Tell us about it, okay? I love these shows. I really do. I mean it.
They're so amazing. I just love looking at all of the different unique breeds and watching them compete and their beautiful grooming that's going on backstage. I mean, it is a production, Ron. So I live for it. It's my happiest place on earth. I get to go there and I can get to be with these beautiful creatures. And so I usually am standing on a red carpet. Generally speaking, while I'm at the Beverly Hills Dog Show, I'm on the ground on the red carpet sitting with them because, you know, our four-legged friends aren't that tall. And so I'm usually interviewing them. This year we had some incredible celebrities, so many that showed up on our red carpet. But a few to note, Olivia Culpo, fashion icon, an actress and star of The Office, Brian Baumgartner, and Doug the Pug, who is very famous, Ron, on Instagram. He and I had a lot of fun together. And so it's a fun, family-friendly show. And like you said, we all need to take our minds off of some of the tougher things that we're dealing with right now. So it's a great way to escape into the world of dog competition and celebrity and have a fun, fur-filled Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening.
Yeah, I love Doug. He's a great, great character. There's no doubt. Now, you know, here's the thing that I like about this is that the dogs almost know, or maybe they do know, that they're stars. I mean, they prance around there like royalty. I mean, it's difficult to tell a dog, you know, you're on, but these dogs seem to catch it.
Yeah, they definitely know. But don't you think when your dog gets a grooming, they always feel so lit up and so gorgeous because our reactions are that. We're fawning all over them. We're showing them that they look different and unique and amazing. And so they get all the accolades and the acknowledgement and the love. So why wouldn't they prance around like they're, you know, top dog?
Yeah, very good. I like that one. I like that one a lot. That's a great one. Now, when you talk about these breeds, or I mentioned before, 1,500 dogs, 200 breeds. Some of these breeds you never heard of before. How do they coordinate this? Because I'm assuming that even at 200 breeds, they're probably leaving out a few because they don't even know they exist. I mean, that's a difficult thing to ascertain and bring all together in one showing.
Yeah, I mean, that's my favorite part is I've learned so much about the unique breeds that we don't get to see. I mean, think about it. In our lifetime, generally, we're going to see a fraction of the breeds that exist out there. And so, you know, these breeds come together on this show, and you get to see, you know, the wonders of the dog world.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk for a moment about the show's production. When people watch it, and we want them to do that, it's on May 17th, 8 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Central. That's a Sunday. Now, let's chat for a second about when this was recorded. We're not going to fool anybody here, because if somebody watches that they're going to say, hey, how come all these people can get together and we can't? So this was originally filmed when?
February.
Really?
Yeah, before all the social distancing and quarantining and before our lives got turned upside down. Yeah, we filmed it back then, and, you know, very quickly after that, life changed in a matter of moments, it feels like.
Yeah. How do you keep a secret from the dogs so they don't know who won?
Above me are very good at figuring all of that out. But But yeah, it's great that we were able to get that done. I mean, we didn't know any of this was happening. I mean, it's so funny to remember it was a very innocent, beautiful day. And shortly thereafter, things just changed so quickly. So I'm glad this wasn't in the books for later, because now we get back something to enjoy on Sunday, May 17th.
Tell us something about your podcast.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm actually in my studio at home right now where I shoot Better Together with Maria Menounos. And, you know, the show I started soon after my brain surgery. It's really my quest to get better in all areas of life and, you know, insistent journey of learning. And I'm bringing in the top experts in the world to help us get better in all areas, whether it's healing, health, spiritual, wellness, finances. We cover a little bit of everything. And since the crisis, I've been going live at 11 a.m. Pacific, Monday through Thursday, so that we all have a place to stay safe and sane and not have all of that fear kind of pumped into us. You know, it's really hard to not have a negative take on everything when you're watching the news every day. So I wanted a place where we could talk about our fears, but then find some positives and be the light in this time. And so that's what we get to do here every day.
Oh, that's great. And we need that. I'm glad that you mentioned your surgery, because I wanted to bring it up. You had us all a little scared. We were praying for you. And I'm glad that you are feeling better. That's the most important part.
Thank you. Yeah, it's interesting. You have a life-altering moment like that, and you realize that your health and the health and safety of your family and loved ones are the most important things in life. And now everyone's forced to see that as well. Health is the most important thing. We see it stop the world in its tracks. So now we're getting to spend time with our family and our loved ones and our pets and realize that that's the most important thing in the world. So take advantage of that time.
We're going to be watching NBC's airing the 4th annual Beverly Hills Dog Show presented by Purina on Sunday, May 17th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central Time. And our guest who is hosting the show and also one of People Magazine's 50 Most Beautiful People, I endorse that 1,000%, our friend Maria Menounos. Maria, don't make it so long now between visits.
Thank you, Ron, for sure. I appreciate it. Stay safe and healthy, my friend.
And you too. Okay, you make sure your whole family, you and everybody, are real healthy. And it's good talking with you again. We'll be watching, okay?
Thank you. Take care.
You too. Our guest, a dear lady, Maria Menounos. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
the root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you. Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Segi today on this first weekend of the brand new month. I want to thank my guests this first hour from Blind Spot in their last season on NBC, Jamie Alexander, Tom Morris Jr. from A&E's hosting duties, Live PD Wanted, also astronaut Mike Massimino and Maria Menounos. Next hour from Blacklist, Megan Boone. Red Nose Day is coming up, and Allison Moore and Kevin Ryan will be here talking about it. It's a great cause. And then Leslie Stahl from CBS News, and we'll chat about small businesses with Cheryl Nelson. And that's all coming up next hour, live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today. We'll be right back with Megan Boone.